What's in it for me? I wrote in my gratitude journal, thanking Father for lessons from the night before. Inspire Ministries had been hosting monthly meetings called Bible Journaling Night. Inspire is a labor of love to God from my friend Wendy. I knew I wanted to attend simply because Wendy was and continues to be a mentor to me. She doesn't live in the town next door anymore, so it was a chance to fellowship and also to support my sister on the mission field. As Wendy discussed her methods of Bible study, which are great inspirational ideas, my mind drifted a little. I was interested, but didn't find it relevant in my life. I wasn't getting enough study time as it was, and the thought of researching the meaning of every word in a verse seemed overwhelming. I thought to myself, this is good stuff, but this is Wendy's focus, her study, her mission field. What's in it for me? How many times are you tempted to think the message is not relevant in your life at this time? What do you do in those situations? Do you give in to the temptation to take a pass and do something less Christ-like? When Father calls a group together, he has a message for each person. It's a coincidence by biblical definition. What occurs together by God's providential arrangement of circumstances. I went to Bible Journaling Night for fellowship and to support a sister. I came away with some rich truths I would have missed. My fixed vision determines my ability to look past my difficult circumstances. I need to keep my vision fixed solidly on the rock, Jesus. Jesus came to bless the world and spent every waking moment relaying that message. He continued to bless the apostles as he was taken up into heaven. I would have missed the reminder that our true purpose is not to get to heaven, but to bring heaven to earth. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What else was in it for me? Hugs from old friends and new, but even more than that, the presence of our Lord. For wherever two or three are assembled in my name, I am there with them. Matthew 18:20. Just as iron sharpens iron, a person sharpens the character of his friend. Proverbs 27:17. Say yes and be sharpened. And let us do this all the more as you see the day approaching. Hebrews 10:25. If this encourages you, please share.